From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Kolil Komas asked people to use Idul Adha to increase solidarity. National Research and Innovation Agency focuses on genomic research for pandemic mitigation. UNESCO is expected to accept U.S. returns. And now the news in details. Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Kolil Komas has invited people to use Idul Adha as an opportunity to increase their solidarity, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Thursday. Komas asked citizens to increase their generosity on Idul Adha. He further said that people need to emulate Prophet Ibrahim as a figure who placed a high value on humanity and generosity. He noted Prophet Ibrahim had a lot of wealth, including livestock. However, he said the wealth did not make Prophet Ibrahim irresponsible. Instead, he shared what he had without hesitation, especially with the ones who came to him. The next news. Ejikman Institute for Molecular Biology of the National Research and Innovation Agency focuses on genomic research activities for mitigating pandemic in the future. The agency's public relation in its press statement, quoted by Antara News Agency on Friday, stated that the most of the Ejikman Institute's current research are integrated into the National Research and Innovation Agency, such as research on bacteria, molecular hepatitis, vector-borne diseases, and disease caused by the virus infection. It was conveyed by the head of Ejikman Institute for Molecular Biology, Elizabeth Farah Novita Courtier. She also explained Ejikman Molecular Biology Research Center and the National Research and Innovation Agency have also established bioinformatics research group to process data from whole genome sequencing so that it can be learned by researchers and used for drug or vaccine research to mitigate the pandemic. The next news. Soekarno-Hatta Airport Immigration Office recorded that around 372,000 Indonesians flew overseas during the 2023 Idul Adha holiday period. Based on the Immigration Office passengers traffic data, the number of Indonesians traveling abroad increased in June 17 to 20, averaging between 16,000 and 17,000 people per day. As quoted by Tempo.com, on Wednesday, This is quite high compared to the other days when departures are below 15,000 people per day. According to the airport's immigration office chief, Muhammad Tito Andrianto, the increased number of overseas travel was the result of the school holidays that coincided with the long holiday weekend for Idul Adha. The next news. The Indonesian Ministry of Industry, through the Industrial Service Standardization and Policy Agency, continues to develop the potential of cellulose as a sustainable industrial raw material. Head of the agency of the Ministry of Industry, Dodi Rahardi, stated in a statement in Jakarta Friday that his side already has a work unit for the Center for Standardization and Cellulose Industry Services, whose task is to support increasing industrial competitiveness, including the cellulose processing industry. Cellulose is also a future sustainable plastic owing to its nature to form biocomposites with thermoplastics. The government encourages the use of composites to create strong yet sustainable products. According to Rahardi, currently in fabrication technology, recycling and expanding opportunities for the use of end products had given the cellulose industry market boost. The next news. More than 100 world-class chefs are present for Indonesian culinary lovers at the Ubud Food Festival 2023, which is held from Friday 30 June to Sunday 2nd July. Founder and director of the festival, Janet Deneve, during a press conference in Ubud, Gianyar Regency, Bali on Thursday, pointed out the culinary experts come from Indonesia, Southeast Asia, and other parts of the world to serve up uninteresting dishes and explore the world of gastronomy. The Ubud Food Festival 2023 features both paid and free events, including cooking demonstration, special events, workshops, panel discussion, food tours, food stalls, film screenings, and music concerts. Ubud Food Festival 2023 is the sixth culinary festival since it has been organized for the first launch in 2015. The next news. Members of the UN Cultural Agency are gathering Thursday for the start of 2 days of meeting in Paris that are expected to include vote to accept the return of the United States to the organization. As reported by VOA.com, on Thursday, the United States withdrew in 2018, complaining of anti-Israel bias and mismanagement at the agency. Before leaving, the U.S. was UNESCO's largest single donor, providing about one-fifth of the earlier this month that desire to return to UNESCO was motivated by concerns about China's influence in policymaking at the agency, particularly regarding artificial intelligence and technology education. And the final news. The UN humanitarian chief warned Thursday that 12-year conflict in Syria has pushed 90% of its population below the poverty line, and that millions face cuts in food aid next month because of a funding shortfall. As reported by ArabNews.com Friday, Martin Griffiths said that the $5.4 billion US UN humanitarian appeal for Syria, the world's largest, is only 12% funded, meaning that emergency food aid for millions of Syria could be cut by 40% in July. Griffiths delivered the grim news to the UN Society Council, along with an appeal to members to renew the authorization for the delivery of aid to the country rebel-held northwest from Turkey, which expressed July 10th. And that was Newsline.
Today's commentary is on NATO says war in Ukraine triggered split in Russia. Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, said that Russian President Vladimir Putin's war against Ukraine was illegal and had deepened divisions and created new tensions in Moscow. Stoltenberg's statement refers to the uprising of the Wagner mercenary group in Russia last weekend, which he called an internal affair of Russia. Stoltenberg said Ukrainian troops were now counter-attacking. According to him, although the battle was difficult, they made progress, and he also stated that the more territory that Ukraine managed to liberate, the stronger their position at the negotiating table. On June the 24th, the leader of the Wagner mercenary group, Yevgeny Prigozhin, accused the Russian Defense Ministry of attacking his fighters. The accusation was followed by Prigozhin's statement about a convoy of justice by mercenaries crossing the Ukrainian border to the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don. Prigozhin said members began moving to Moscow, prompting the Kremlin to tighten security across the country. But in the end, when they were about 200 kilometers from Moscow, Prigozhin decided to withdraw his troops to avoid bloodshed. Russia's Federal Security Service called the actions of Wagner's group an armed rebellion and opened a criminal case against Prigozhin. Meanwhile, Putin called the mutiny of the private paramilitary company a treason. After the incident, Prigozhin fled to Belarus. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said he offered Wagner's group a defunct military site where the mercenaries could temporarily reside in while contemplating their next steps. According to Lukashenko, the Wagner uprising occurred because of a personal conflict between Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Prigozhin, which escalated into a fight. An armed mutiny by mercenaries led by Prigozhin, a former Putin ally, over the weekend is widely seen as the biggest threat to Putin's rule in 23 years. Regardless, it seems that the armed conflict in Ukraine is showing no sign of ending soon, even though the world expects the situation to gradually improve through various diplomatic channels which are intensively carried out by many parties. It is undeniable that this prolonged war has had a very bad impact not only on the two countries but also on the world, especially the global economy. That was commentary today.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I began today in history with June the 30th, 1908, the Tunguska explosion. The Tunguska incident was a major explosion that occurred in Krasnoyarsk, Russia on June the 30th, 1908 at approximately 7:14 a.m. Although the cause is still debated, this is thought to have been caused by the air explosion of a large meteorite, or comet on an altitude of 5 to 10 kilometers above the Earth's surface. There are no official reports of human casualties. Hundreds of deer were also left with charred carcasses. Turning to June the 30th, 1966, the birth date of Mike Tyson. Michael Jarrett Tyson was born on June the 30th, 1966 in New York City, the United States. He is a professional boxer and former heavyweight champion. His very promising career was hampered by various criminal cases. Mike Tyson's nickname internationally is Iron Mike, referring to his strong iron-like posture. Some other mass media prefer to call him the baddest man on earth, which refers to the bad temper, both inside and outside the boxing ring. I'll end today in history with June the 30, 2015, the crash of the Hercules C-130 plane in Medan, North Sumatra. On June the 30, 2015, at 11:50 local time, a C-130 Hercules aircraft from the Indonesian Air Force with registration number A-1310 crashed on Jalan Jamin Ginting Street, Medan, North Sumatra. After taking off from Suwondo Air Base, the plane was piloted by Captain Sandy Permana. The incident resulted in the death of 122 passengers. That was today in history.
Oh, oh. yang bangunkan ku dari mimpi burukku. Kau hangatkan hatiku yang dulu sempat membeku. Kau yang lelapkanku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tadinya ku berpikir engkaulah untukku, tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, 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 oh. Kau yang lelapkan aku dari masa laluku. Kau katakan padaku hanya aku di hatimu. Tapi ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini. Oh, ku melihat kau mempermainkan diriku. Kau pergi dengan yang lain, hati ini kau buat mati. Lelahku merasakan sakitnya dikhianati.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on Agriculture Ministry's Inspector General asks all parties to strengthen the agricultural sector. The Inspector General at the Agriculture Ministry, Jan Marinka, invites all parties, including local governments, especially Gorontalo Province, to strengthen the development of the agricultural sector. This was stated by Jan Marinka at the Food Safety Dialogue, which was attended by the Acting Governor of Gorontalo in Gorontalo City on Tuesday, quoted by Antara. Jan Marinka stated that success in developing agriculture cannot be done alone, but must involve various parties, including the ranks of the local government, so that development goals that are timely, of the right quality, and right on target can be achieved. In addition, Jan Marinka reminded that it is necessary to build cooperation with all agricultural policy stakeholders, including officials from the agricultural sector, the Association of Indonesian Village Governments, and extension workers in the Gorontalo province area. Jan Marinka also said that the agricultural sector is the most important part of the rural economy. The quality of agricultural products from rural areas is demanded to always increase, and the amount is sufficient to meet the needs of the community, so that the role of extension workers and assistants is very important. The role of extension workers and the All Indonesian Village Administration Association is very strategic in the context of realizing food security. Moreover, they are the spearhead of agricultural development in the villages. Given the important role of the extension workers and the association, his party took steps to empower them by providing materials on food dialogue related to supervision and integrity so that they can work properly and in accordance with applicable regulations. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, Next, we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, when you travel to Bengkulu, please try to taste the typical Bengkulu traditional cake, namely Betap. The texture of this cake is soft and crunchy, with a delicious taste of pineapple jam. This cake has a strip look and texture, like a rattan basket in the Rejang language. One of the tribes in Bengkulu, the word bay means mother, while tat means tart. In the past, betat cake was the food of the nobility, but now it has become a common dish for holidays, parties, and souvenirs. Betat cake is made from the basic ingredients of wheat flour, which the local people call genderu. Apart from flour, other ingredients used are coconut, butter, sugar, and eggs. The flour is used as a dough, while the coconut milk, pineapple, and sugar are used as jam. After the dough is set, it is put into the pan. Give the jam at the top of the dough, then the cake is baked in a simple oven. Local people still use simple ovens or grills made from simple materials. It is baked using coconut fiber. This simple baking certainly adds a special aroma of the traditional cake betap. This typical cake of Bengkulu is usually served with coffee and tea. Before serving, the cake must be cut into pieces, because betat cake is usually sold in squares or circles. Betat cake will last for 3 to 5 days, even if it's not refrigerated. Now, betat cake have various flavors, such as coconut, pineapple, and strawberry flavors. The price is quite affordable, around 25,000 rupiah, or 1.60 US dollar, depending on the size. And that was Indonesian Wonder.
Oleh cinta
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany. VOI listener, Jakarta Arts Council or DKJ again presents a series of DKJ Fest 2023 programs. This activity presents excellent programs from the Fine Arts Committee, Film Committee, and the DKJ Dance Committee from June 20 to July 7, 2023 in the area of the Trisno Sumarjo Building and Graha Bakti Budaya, Taman Ismail Marzuki Art and Cultural Center in Jakarta. This event will be free of charge. Jakarta Art Council or DKJ this time involve ecosystems and several communities. The theme of this year's DKJ Fest is Kelindan, Hacking the Kahar Art Ecosystem. This year's program series is trying to depict the spirit of DKJ in seeing the problems, challenges, and artistic life in Jakarta at this time. During this year's implementation, DKJ Fest 2023 presents DKJ archives and collections with the theme Week Face Festival starting from Cikini Raya 73. Indonesian Film Maestro Exhibition, Visual Cross, Film and Graphic Arts, Indonesian Choreography Week, Interdisciplinary, Dance Unboxing, Discussions, Film Screenings and Workshop. DKJ Fine Arts Committee presented DKJ Archives and Collections Exhibition entitled Week Party Festival starting from Cikini Raya 73, curated by Esha Tegar Putra. This exhibition presents 59 posters, 5 collections of paintings, 118 photographs, audio archives, and archives of letters. In addition to the Fine Arts Committee, the DKJ Film Committee has prepared an Indonesian Film Maestro exhibition entitled Visual Cross Delsi in Film and Fine Arts. This exhibition presents Indonesian film and art figure Delsi Syamsumar. Jakarta Arts Council Dance Committee held the Indonesian Choreography Week, Dance Unboxing, and Artistic Development. Well, listener, that was Miss Leni from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku, oh cintaku. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah Apakah kamu merasakannya? Bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta, cinta yang tulus, yang mengajarkan bijaksana dalam memaknai hati ini.
Oh, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from North Sumatra entitled Ngarep Gestung Api Baslau. The song in Karo language, Ngarep Gestung Api Baslau, means wishing fire to burn underwater. The song is about someone who is tired of their love relationship. They feel only themselves who are trying to keep the relationship. Well, listener, here is Vicky Sianipar featuring Tio Fantapinem with Ngarep Gestung Api Baslau. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu. Menjauh pergi tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
Of Indonesia.
rindu. Waktu pun enggan untuk berlalu. Ku berjanji untuk menutup pintu hatiku, entah untuk siapapun itu. Semakin ku lihat masa lalu, semakin hatiku tak menentu. Tetapi satu sinar terangi jiwaku saat ku melihat senyummu. Dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah. Kau bawa cintaku setinggi angkasa, membuatku merasa sempurna dan membuatku untuk menjadi. Bunga cinta bermekaran dalam jiwaku, kan ku petik satu untukmu. Dan kau hadir merubah segalanya menjadi lebih indah. Kau bawa cintaku
listener. Now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.